Well, Rebel, I just talked to Blue about it, but how did you wanna introduce each other? Did you wanna use our real names? 'Cause last time we did, but we ended up using our gamer names anyways.
Yeah, I know. I'm not really sure on that. How about you,
Maybe you can make a
Andrew?
poll about it, see what people want.
Yeah, there we go. Real names or gamer names? I hate my real name anyway, so.
I hate mine too. So I guess that
Marcus?
solves it.
Yeah, I think you just decided right there.
All right, so
Oh
all right,
well,
well,
it'd be fun to have the fans vote anyway, so.
yeah.
hold on just a
No, I refuse. Where are you going? Come back!
had to put my glasses on. Starting a damn podcast is the hardest thing because it's the most awkward until you get into the damn room.
No, it's
Yeah,
not.
it is.
I just gotta jump right in.
I need some intro music or something. All
No, you don't.
right,
Wuss.
fuck you. Are you recording yet?
Yeah, I mean, we could throw it in any time now. We could throw it in earlier. We can throw it in now.
All right, we're gonna throw it in now. All right, ready? Fuck.
Crap in a hat.
All
Shit in a
right.
bucket.
Dude, you fucking intro this shit. Just intro it real quick and then I'll take it from there.
Bollocks in a can.
All right, cool. What the
I
fuck does that mean?
don't know. Ask UTD. I think bollocks is kind of like shit, but I'm not quite sure. In any case, I guess we could start. Yeah, I mean that would probably be a low point there, and then it can only get better from here.
Are you
Bollocks
really
means
sure about
testicles.
no shit?
Oh, really?
Yep. According to Wikipedia, it's Anglo-Saxon origin meaning testicles.
Oh,
Dude, I
nice.
had no idea. I thought it meant shit too.
Well, there we go.
It is also a noun meaning nonsense.
Well, there we
He's
go. We
smart.
started the show off with a bit of knowledge for everybody. This is
Yeah.
episode 2 of Region Lock Podcast.
Bollocks.
I'm AOTS or Oats, as a lot of people call me around VG Evo. I'm here with Rebel,
Hello.
and our special guest today is Blue Steel.
Bollocks.
There you go. Easy couldn't be with us right now because a situation happened, but it's all good. We got Blue in here,
Yay.
and we're just gonna roll with
Yay.
it. So what have you guys been up to this weekend?
I have been busy.
With what?
Stuff.
Wow, that's descriptive.
Informative.
Yes. Yes.
Stuff.
It covers a wide range of things.
I heard that your girlfriend's cousin just had a baby.
She just had a baby, yes.
Today?
Actually, yeah, today at more like 1 o'clock.
Cool,
Wow.
cool. Well, that's something you could talk about.
Well, there's not much to say. I mean, she had the baby. It was like, yay! And it was a really cute baby, too.
So it had no deformities?
No, it's perfect as far as you can tell.
Oh, well, that's what you think.
What do you mean, that's what I think?
I guess same for me, man. I haven't been doing shit lately. This weekend's been crazy busy because my nieces are coming from out of town and they're staying with us, so I haven't been able to play any games. Sucks. But
Oh, yeah.
how about you, Blue? What have you been doing this weekend?
Well, let's see, I finished up school last week, so I've pretty much just been spending my time sleeping in and playing games
Nice.
for like
What do
the
you go
little
to
bit of time that I can do that.
school for?
It's like graphic design, like web, all that sort of shit.
Ooh. All right. Sounds good enough. Shit. So, since you've been playing all these games, what have you been playing?
Let's see. I got Assassin's Creed 2 from Gamefly yesterday. I've been playing that thing
I've been hearing a lot of good
nonstop.
things about that, even though I didn't like the first one at all.
I was one of the few people that did like it, but you know,
So you're a replacement for UTD.
yeah, wonderful. Bollocks. let's see.
Yeah, we'll just throw bollocks out there because it's kind of English, and there we go.
Yeah.
How far have you got into it?
Let's see. I am in Venice. For those who have played it, I have no idea like how far that is. I'm liking it. It was a little weird at first, just because like you start out, you're like fighting guys, but you don't really have any. You're not like a fighter, so you can't really do any of the stuff that I remember from the first one. Mm-hmm. I'm like trying to counter hit people and do all this cool shit, but then I find out you have to learn that later on.
No. Oh, so the Metroid and syndrome.
You know, on trying to be all cool and shit. But now, you know, now I've got all the stuff. I'm pretty much killing guys.
Killing dudes.
Yeah, actually
killed their base.
In the base.
Someone before we started.
Nice. From the first one to the second one, how big of a difference was there gameplay wise?
Let's see. From what feels like right now, most of it's okay. I have some issues with the free running sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Where like I end up like the lock on is also factors into like messing up, but like I'll be trying to run someplace and then like he'll take like a weird turn. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know if I'll have like the stick jutted off at like an angle and I'll just go flying off.
Huh.
Somewhere, so, like, son of a bitch.
So is the free running just like in the first one where you just hold down the button?
Yeah,
and
you pretty much just hold it. So while that makes it easy, it also allows you to screw yourself over, you know, if you...
Is it like a, is it a graphical physics glitch or is it just fly off?
No, part? It's just the guy will just jump off or he'll go along like another like path that he can go on. I've had weird things where, like, climbing up buildings where, like, he can't climb, but it looks like he should be able to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, I'll be climbing up, and then he stops, and I have to take, like, an inch to the left, and then he can reach up at something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just minor little annoyances, but it doesn't really take away from that.
So, are you enjoying it so far?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember how the first one worked as far as selecting weapons, but, like, now you use, like, the D-pad to select, like, see, like, the top is your hand blades, right is a sword, bottom is your fist, which, honestly, I don't know why you would ever use your fist.
I know, you have a sword, you don't need a fist.
But, like, I really like the throwing knives, like, when you're up on a roof, because there were archers up there, so it's good to just be able to, like, quick select, you know, throw a knife into a dude and keep going. But, like, you have to hold down R2 and bring up, like, a radial menu, a la, like, Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, okay.
And then select it, and it's just kind of annoying.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Like, maybe if I could choose what I wanted on my quick select, which there might be. I don't know. I didn't see anything about it, though, but that would be nice.
Yeah, I don't like radial menus at all, either. I recently got Chronicles of Riddick from Gamefly 2. I bought it from them, actually, and the main weapon select system in there is the radial menu.
Yeah.
Which one is that? Is that the Butcher's Bay one?
Or yeah.
Yeah.
And it has, when you try to select a weapon, it pulls up a circle menu with all your weapons, and you move the right analog stick to the one you want.
Yeah.
The problem is that, you know, if you're in the middle of combat, it's really easy to pick the wrong one, and then you're fucked.
Yeah.
So I never really liked those. I'm more of
I mean, at least in Ratchet and Clank, it had, like, a quick select type deal where kind of, once you, like, selected three, you could just kind of tap the change button and it would switch along that, whereas you don't have this because you, I'm trying to think if even what R2 does if you tap it, but it, you know, that would be kind of nice if you select a weapon, if you could just tap maybe R2 and it would switch back to that weapon, something like that. But,
well, I definitely want to try rent that game sometime, but whenever I want to try to go get it, it's always taken out. All right, well, then other than Assassin's Creed 2 Blue, what have you been playing, man?
Some Blaze Blue. Getting kind of just practicing some stuff for whenever the update actually decides to come out. I don't know.
So is that going to be like a whole other disc game, or is it going to be a DLC update?
They haven't said. Most likely, I expect it to be a disc, but I wouldn't put it past them to come up with a way to come up with a, like, maybe paid online update type deal. Because they don't change as much as what they're, what Capcom's alluding to changing in Street Fighter 4. Like, the online works fine, so they shouldn't have to change any netcode. They just have to kind of change some of the, well, they add, they need to add the two new characters and then add in, like, the new stages, new colors, and change some of the move attributes, I think is pretty much.
So they're only adding two new ones onto BlazBlue?
Yes. Hazuma and Tsubaki, who I guess are in the story mode for the first one. I don't know. I didn't play much story mode.
I'm not sure if I should get BlazBlue.
Yeah, I don't know. BlazBlue, it looks good. It's easy to, like, just kind of mess around in, but, like, it can get kind of annoying sometimes. Like,
well, I like the story mode. I like the story mode quite a bit with BlazBlue. That one, I'm a fan of anime, so.
More of a multiplayer with fighters.
The
story mode's bad. It's just not what I'm interested in.
The netcode on BlazBlue works perfectly. When I first got it, we used it just as a glorified chat room, just, you know, fucking around.
I mean,
and it's good times, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one reason people were really playing BlazBlue instead of Street Fighter for a while, was because you had the lobby system. Which, if Super Street Fighter 4 can get the lobby system and get good netcode, that's kind of what I'm care about is, you know, if it's got shitty netcode, I don't care if it's got a lobby system. I'll just play BlazBlue.
Well, with this new update you're talking about for BlazBlue, if they did charge for it through the DLC, how much would you pay for that? How much would you be willing to pay for it? In context to how much they're adding?
Well, in context, 15 to 20, I would say, because they're not, they wouldn't have to add much. That's the thing.
The multiplayer.
Like, you know, it's kind of like, it would be kind of like an expansion, like basic expansion price, I guess, would be like around $15.
Okay, cool.
Something like that. And I mean, hell, they gave that limited edition, you know, for no extra cost early on. So, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to come up with a way to do it.
Yeah, because right now you can't charge for a patch.
Yeah.
Well, that I know
so,
of.
Yeah, you can't really charge for a patch, but I mean, they could probably do it as an expansion. I'm not exactly sure how that would work with online. I don't know.
Wouldn't they have to have people that didn't pay for it still upgrade for it, but not be able to use the characters? Because if they played online, you know.
Well, no, because there's been a lot more change than just added characters, like certain combos don't work.
Shenanigans.
And other combos do work now because of differences to, like, move types. And, like, some characters, like Tao Kaka, has, like, they've completely changed one of her moves around.
Is that good?
Because
I like that character.
It can be. It just changes her combos. Like, her basic combos now revolve around doing her air slash Cat Spirit 2 is what it's called, but it's like her slashy claw in the air is basically what people call it. And using that with her drive a couple times in the air, that's what she was in Calamity Trigger. In Continuum Shift, she revolves around doing taunt loops, which is basically you do a taunt, you cancel that into like a move that jumps her up, and then you drive down through them and do another taunt and just do that a couple times and launch them in the air. And so they've changed, like, all of her drives are now, like, safer on block, so, like, new shit works with that. And that's how you can get, like, upwards of, like, 12 loops, which does, like, 7,000 damage, I think.
Wow.
Damn.
Which, like, put that into perspective, the average health is about 10,000.
Ouch, that's 70%.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, The 12, getting the, like, 7K is off of, like, you have to get, like, a counter hit, like, down C into 6C, which no one understands but me. Like, the terminology, I'm sure no one is going to get, but basically crouching C into, like, her little, like, thrust punch deal, which launches them, will let you do that, but her air slash claw was changed to, like, a downward hitbox, like a more vertical hitbox, to a very horizontal one,
mm-hmm.
and they even changed the animation for it. So what they would have to do if they do an update, this is what the only thing I was unsure about, if they could, like, have it segment the online somehow to where it just searches for people that don't have the expansion pack and people
yeah.
that do.
See, that's what I was getting at, because they it would be impossible, because you would have to have the update to be able to play with people that have the update.
Yeah, well,
that would suck.
Yeah.
I can see them doing that.
I mean, so, I guess it's either, I mean, you're either paying the money for an update, theoretically, or you're just, you know, paying 60 for a new game, unless they decided, I guess they could release a new disc for cheaper.
That's what Capcom's going to do with Super Street Fighter, I suppose.
Yeah, they're going to do that for, I think, 40.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what GameStop says. I don't think Capcom has said sells, have they?
Nah. I thought they did, but I do not know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, there's, like, such little that seems to be known about Super Street Fighter 4, which is kind of annoying, other than, like, some of the new characters. Like, I don't know. It feels like Capcom is keeping us in the dark a little too much.
Well, I think that's just some part of them building up hype for it, you know.
But
just to hold us over until March when it comes out, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's just kind of annoying. Like, I kind of wish they would have just, like, held off on announcing it,
mm-hmm.
and then just kind of announced it, like, 2 or 3 months before, and then had more to show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's just me. Because I, you know, hell, I remember when they announced, like, Street Fighter 4. It was only, like, 3 months before it came out in arcades, at least.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yeah, because I remember they, like, did the, like, teaser trailer, and then, like, a month later, they actually had, like, gameplay footage. And I think, like, a month or two after that, it was out in arcades, I think. I could be wrong on that. My memory is pretty crap, but it didn't seem like a very long time.
Yeah.
Whereas this, it feels like, well, it's not going to be out for another, you know, 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
There's a screenshot.
No. Here you go.
Yeah, I get where you're going with that.
I would at least like to know, like, the ultra meters are, like, different. They've got, like, a Roman numeral on them, like a 1 or a 2.
Ooh.
I'd like some info on what that's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, same here.
Some, maybe some gameplay ideas, you know, some stuff that they're planning on doing, not, like, screenshots of, oh, guys deflecting a kunai. Who could it be? The only character in Street Fighter that's ever used a fucking kunai. Yeah, you know, let me guess.
So, what else besides Blaze Blue?
I messed around with some Guilty Gear stuff, but that's not important. It wasn't anything serious. And I think that's it. I don't think I played anything else that's really...
Besides what we're going to talk about later.
Ooh. Ooh,
yeah,
foreshadowing. Yes.
I don't even know what the foreshadowing is either. That's the funny part.
All right.
We pretty much left you in the dark, too. It's all
be
fun.
Yeah, well, let's see. What? Oates talked to me like 15 minutes before.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to be on the show? So, okay, yeah, I think that's it for me, from what I can think.
Rebel, what about you? I know you've been busy as of late, but you managed to grab any gaming time in there?
You know? Not really. I played a little bit of MW2 lately. Been having fun with that. I finally got a hang of the throwing knife. So I've been knifing people in new and fun, fascinating ways.
So what's your take on all these glitchers and hackers that are plaguing Modern Warfare 2?
Happens, but it sucks. I'm glad they fixed them, at least.
True, but...
I only had one playthrough where I had to deal with one of the glitches, and that was the javelin glitch, and that was fucking annoying. I ended up having to quit, because it's just like, oh, okay, you kill this guy, and I'm dead.
Yeah.
It's like, you suck.
I take the road as I think Infinity Ward should have done just a little bit more to secure the game, because I saw a video on YouTube where you can just hack your save data and, you know, get, you know, level 10 prestige right off the bat, you know.
Well, yeah, but then, wait, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know, I wondered about that because I saw all these people with these prestige badges. I'm like, how the hell do you get that, like, level 10?
Yeah, there was a YouTube video on it a while back I saw, and, you know, it's just things, little things like that, that I think it just ruins the gameplay experience a little bit.
Well,
and
you know what, like, with there was a thing that with Left 4 Dead 2 on the 360, you could actually hack the 360 version to be able to drop anything. You could drop multiple enemies, you could drop weapons, I mean, you can set things on fire.
Videos of that.
Yeah, I remember that too, but nobody's having nearly as much uproar over that compared to MW2. It's like, oh my god, because this game is so much more popular, if they screw it up, well, it's so much more worse.
What's the competitive aspect of Left 4 Dead?
Well, there is versus mode.
I'm just wondering how that affects, like, a competitive edge, whereas, you know, a javelin glitch in Modern Warfare 2 probably much more annoying to people.
Well, that is true.
Theoretically. I've never played Left 4 Dead, but isn't it more of a co-op-oriented game?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm used to knowing there's hackers out there, there's people who glitch, there's people who do that stuff, because I've done a lot of computer gaming where it's been competitive.
Yeah.
And there's always that stuff out there. I mean, I played the original Counter-Strike, and holy crap, that was fucking bad with the hackers and glitches. So, I mean, I guess I'm just used to it.
Oh, well, fair enough. Anything else besides Modern Warfare?
That and what will be named later.
All right, more foreshadowing. Ooh.
Ooh, double foreshadowing.
I think I figured out the foreshadowing right now.
I think, passing this on to me, I've been playing a lot of more of the same.
Block the pass. My turn.
I've been getting into Street Fighter a lot more because we're starting up a random tournament.
Yes.
And I got to play Silent Hitters Hero the first round, and that's not something easy to accomplish, so... So I'm trying to get back into Street Fighter 4 a little bit. Other than that, I've played a lot of Rock Band because we had our Christmas party last night and I took my Rock Band over. That was a lot of fun. And oddly enough, I've been playing a lot of casual Bejeweled 2.
Bejeweled?
No shit, wow. Dude. I have it on PSN and... Whenever I'm bored, I just sit there real quick and play. And the other night, I ended up playing for 30 minutes without even knowing it. I was like, dude, that's so lame.
Oh,
I could have been playing something else.
Bejeweled on the PSN? Talk about a gross underuse of power.
Yeah, no shit. Well, hey, I didn't pay for it. That's all I'm saying. But,
wow.
What else I've been playing? I threw an Infamous for about 30 minutes, but then still got frustrated with it.
The final boss?
Yeah, I'm still on that final boss, man. I cannot beat him. Whatever it's worth, I can't beat him. And, well, besides Infamous, I've been playing a lot of Borderlands. I actually platinumed it already.
Why?
Not so much as horror as it was really simple to do.
Oh, no, it's not.
I didn't have to go out of my way really that much at all to get it.
Yeah, I didn't get it, and I finished the game already twice, so... Yeah.
Fair enough. Anyways, I bought the zombie DLC for it the day it came out, and that shit was a lot of fun. It's really fucking hard, though. Zombies. It's really hard to play. It's hard to play on single player, but I haven't gotten a co-op room together with it yet. But zombies. Because the zombies just horde around you, it's fucking difficult, but...
What class do you use?
I'm using the soldier. I've been using him since I started the game. And, I got my character up all the way to level 50, and it's still giving me a hard time on the DLC, because the DLC, the levels of the enemies change according to what level you are. So if you're a lower level and you buy it, you can still play it. But, because of that, it's hard because you have... Like, maybe 20, 25 enemies all coming at you at once. Granted, they are kind of weak. You shoot them twice in the head and they're gone, but the numbers really overwhelm you sometimes.
Well, that's the way zombies work?
Yeah, true. That's very true. They have three full-size areas in there for you to roam around in. They have two new ones and one modeled after Old Haven in the game, but it's called Dead Haven. And it has a lot of the armored bad guys, but they're zombies, so it's even harder. I like that a lot. There's a new one coming out, I think, in January that's adding a horde-type mode to it and adding a weapon locker. So I'm definitely going to be picking that one up as it comes out.
Yeah, Mad Moxie's Underdome or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I've read, it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm hoping they do what they did with Fallout 3 and release quite a bit of DLC. You know, I would gladly pay for all of it. I love Borderlands.
Yeah. I'm not gonna get into the DLCs.
Fair enough.
I'm going to wait for Borderlands 2.
Yeah. I can't wait till Borderlands 2 either, but given it was Gearbox's first take at original IP, they did a pretty badass job. I mean, the game sold 2 million copies, you know, to date, and it has its problems, yes, but it, at its core, it's fun. And I think a game should be fun at its core, at least, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
The game definitely has a lot of potential to go a lot of places.
Yeah. But like I said, it was a pretty badass attempt for their first try. And besides Borderlands, I got Little Big Planet back from my brother. I let him borrow it for a while. And I'm looking forward to that update coming out tomorrow, the water update. It's going to add another dynamic to it that's pretty cool. It's amazing what kind of platform Little Big Planet's become since it came out. So I'm looking to get back into that. And I bought Fear 2 from GameFly. It's meh. It's fun to play, but kind of pointless at the same time because I have no idea what's going on in the story.
Yeah, it's pointless. It's a point.
So I'm just kind of playing just to shoot bad guys in the face in slow motion. I mean, it's worth $10. I jumped out of my seat once or twice, so I guess that's worth it too.
There was a guy I worked with. He had Fear, and he's like, "Fear is the best game ever. Fear 2 is the best game ever. There's no other games besides Fear. Look, you can mod with it." Like, okay, yeah, you can mod with any computer game. Like, really?
Yeah.
It's not that good.
And besides that, what's been taking up a lot of my gaming time, which all three of us here can attest to that, is Battlefield Bad Company 2 beta.
BFBC 2?
Yes, sir. Last time I checked, I had 42 hours into that game.
Where can you check that?
Yeah, you go to the leaderboards.
I had 19 hours straight.
Yeah, that was poor, dude. But that game is shaping up to be pretty awesome. But, the biggest but, there's a lot of things they need to work on before it comes out.
That is true. For sure.
One is the spawn capping you can do in the game. If they get one of their tanks into your spawning point,
you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because if all your squad mates die, you know, and you spawn in that one point, they'll just tear you apart.
Boom.
And I kind of understand what they were doing because they were emphasizing the importance of squad spawning. But like I said, if your squad's dead, you're all going to spawn at the same point anyways. You're fucked.
Your squad will spawn there and they'll get 4 kills at once.
Yeah, so...
And you can't really trust the random people to come back and destroy the tank for you.
Yes, and that's leading into another one. Another problem I have with it is the lack of team communication.
Yes.
The squad chat and squad tactics work perfectly. Perfect. It's fun. All three of us have been in the squad before, and it's a shit ton of fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if your team is being retarded, you have no way to communicate with them at all. And I really hope they add a proximity chat or something, or maybe a toggle button to where if you're next to somebody, you can talk to them too.
Proximity chat is more likely. And that's really all you'd need at least.
Well, what I'm afraid of is the game's coming out March 2nd. It's just a little over 2 months away. And this beta seems pretty close to the final build because I've seen a lot of videos of the final build, or at least what it looks like it. And I'm not sure if they're adding a proximity or team chat, and that's really, really disturbing because it's hard without being able to communicate with your team sometimes.
That's very concerning, because you could have one team, one squad that's good, the rest of the team sucks.
Yeah.
And you'll always be at the objective and always being killed by the entire other team.
Mm-hmm. And then one time, I think Blue, no, actually it was Kapow. He was in the game with me, and our team was all the way in the back in the original spawn point. We just started attacking, and they were back behind a bus, and they were just all sitting there, and one guy killed them all. He threw down C4 and team killed everybody. We're like, what the hell are y'all doing? No. And because there's no team chat, we had no way to talk to them and say, you know, what the fuck are you doing?
There's no kicking either. If somebody gets in your squad, you can't kick them either.
Thanks, Rip. That's another thing, man. If you're waiting for one of your friends to join and somebody else to join, that invite you sent is just nullified right there. I remember a while back, it was VA Blue and I'm not sure who else. We were waiting for one of our other friends to come in. And some guy came in and just started...
That guy, yeah, the dude that just wouldn't shut up.
Yeah, he wouldn't shut up, man. And the guy's on the corn.
Corn. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And we didn't want to be rude to him and say, you know, like, get the fuck out. But I kind of wanted to, you know?
Yeah, not to be rude, but get the fuck out.
Seriously. But that's...
Let me kick you, but we can't, so...
If they maybe put a vote kick system in, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
That being said, there's a lot of balancing issues too. And if you have somebody with a medic class with a scope on the rifle, you know, they're insane. They can shoot you from, you know, about 50 feet away before you even realize who the fuck's shooting at you.
Yeah, it can be crazy. I honestly don't know how those guys are that good.
Yeah, it's all crazy. They're like, oh, I'm sniping you with a light machine gun.
Yeah.
And on the one map, there's the second section. You can destroy the objectives by just blowing up the buildings. It makes sense, but at the same time, if you're defending, it's nearly impossible to defend against that.
4 minutes. That's the record.
Yeah, you know, you can take it out in a few minutes, because if you just get a tank on the hill that's coming down to the middle of the road, you can just peg the buildings until they crumble, and then you don't have to worry about blowing them up.
I mean, no. Yeah. Oh, did you hear about this?
What happened?
What was it? Johnny and Arkham had the original record. I think it was 10 minutes to take down the entire thing and get to the very end.
The very end of the second section or the whole map?
The whole map. They took it down in 10 minutes.
Damn.
But... I was playing with, who was I playing with? I think I was playing with Hunt. And, I don't remember now. And I'm going to get shit for it, too. But.
He won't listen.
But we were in with, okay, fine. But we were in with some guys also. He was using the UAV, and I don't know what he had attached to it as a secondary. But he was taking down the objectives, like, instantly. We finished it in 4 minutes.
Damn.
Like, every time, as soon as a new objective, bam, gone. Two more seconds, like, bam, completely gone. It was crazy.
See, I like the upgrade system they had to where you level up, you use that class more, you get particular upgrades for that class. But at the same time, it kind of gets overpowering at one point, I think. Especially the medic class. I know they have those big machine guns that hold, you know, 200 rounds of ammo. If they can get an extra ammo perk and a scope on there, they're pretty much set for a while. You know,
that's so weird too that the medic would have the light machine gun. Like, really, usually assault would have the machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, so, at least a chain one. Otherwise, it's like, okay, I'm a medic and I'm supposed to heal people, but let me pump you full of lead.
I love the game to death because, like I said earlier, the squad combat is so fun and addicting when you have a good squad. But I was talking to Blue Dinner Break that if you're in there by yourself, it's not fun at all, because you can't accomplish it by yourself.
That was my biggest issue when I first started playing it.
Mm-hmm. And I remember you almost rage quit and deleted the beta. So
I almost rage quit every game.
So yeah, that's a big drawback to it, that it's hard to play it by yourself. It's possible, but it's just very hard.
It's much better with friends, for sure.
The one map they had on the beta, I liked the layout of it. But at the same time, it's really hard to defend. It's almost too hard at one point, I think.
Well, not necessarily. Well, I
Well, I
guess the
mean,
other team sucks, but
the advantage is clearly to attack in team on every map. Because in the first one, and on the first section of the map, there's six sections. The first one, you get those three tanks. The second one, you get that street where you can peg the buildings. The third one, you have those two construction buildings and the green building next to it, and the red building on the right where you can just snipe the people on A and B. And then later on, you got, the whole bridge to camp on,
yeah.
So I really think that the attacking objective is a lot easier, and the defending is just nearly impossible. But it's not impossible because we've done it a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that one time where we were like holed up and like the very last one we fought off like 100 guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we killed 100 enemies to hold them off with only one base to defend. And it's not impossible, but it's extremely difficult.
It is very
Yeah, especially if
difficult.
you've got like the opposing team is like working together like crazy, crazy good.
And plus they have the
And
tank.
the
Oh
tanks,
yeah.
that's another thing I want to talk about. The tanks feel like they ought to. They're monsters. You see a tank rolling up on you, you're like, fuck. But at the same
Yeah.
time, I think they're a little
Fuck.
too overpowering. I don't think that the machine gunner in the tank should be able to shoot you when you're right underneath the tank, trying to blow it up.
They generally can't.
Well, nah, dude, that's bullshit, because I'm always, right at the edge of the tank putting C4 on it, and they give me sometimes, and it's really irritating because I was right there.
That's your fault.
But overall, I've had a lot of fun with it. How about you guys? What are some of your likes and dislikes about it?
I'll let Rebel go since he's played more than
Yeah.
me.
Well, you had that, what, 19-hour straight gaming session where you just played it.
Yeah, I guess the only reason I quit at that time was because Tallow quit, I think. No, wait. I think I just did just because I was bored. But
There's
no.
nothing that we haven't covered that you would want to talk about it?
I have several problems with this. I mean, for one thing, the whole game seems to go from one end to the other. Like, it's awesome and it sucks. It just seems very unbalanced. Like, with the tank, when you're in the tank, you feel like you can't kick any ass. It's so easy to take you out. But as soon as somebody else is in the tank, holy crap, it's impossible to kill them. And it's
See,
so weird.
I'm not sure if I agree with that. I don't know. I know
Well, screw you. I don't care what you think.
I know one of our other squad mates, Humanity, whenever he gets in the tank with an engineer, he can do pretty badass in it.
Well, yeah, but he's swearing up and down while he's doing
Well, that's just it.
it. Yeah. And again, he's got to have the engineer to make him
Yes.
that
True.
ass.
Without
Yeah.
an engineer,
Even then,
he's.
they can just like UAV you one time and you're done.
Yeah. I can never do that with the UAV. One hit and gone. And seriously, you can have full armor at the time. I
I
don't know
think
how you
if
do
it's
it.
if the UAV hits you right in the face in the tank that it blows up, because I've noticed that
Oh, really?
releasing the I know I've taken one out in one hit before.
I gotta
I don't
try
know if
that.
it's been damaged before that or not, but I don't know. But it sucks now that we can't test it because the beta is ending pretty soon here.
Oh, it ends tomorrow. We'll play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we could try some.
But no, I mean, in terms of weapons also, with the weapons you can get, people are getting kills left and right with these weapons I could never kill shit with. Like, son of a bitch. And then certain tactics that people use. You try to sit in that same spot, bam, dead. Fuck you. It's not gonna work for you. But other people can sit there the whole match and just pop people off the whole time, and you can never get to them. I don't know. To me, it just seems unbalanced. But besides that, my main problem with the unlocks, a lot of the unlocks are like, oh, well, I unlocked this, but it's really not as good as the last one. Like with us, even with the sniper, I mean, you use that one a lot.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the
Like,
first you never changed after the first weapon.
well, that's just me because I prefer the first one.
Well, yeah, but still.
Like you use the automatic one. I can't use that because the recoil is too much for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's semi-automatic, but still, it's, I don't know, you just unlock all sorts of different weapons, like shotguns and assault rifles, and they're not really helpful.
Yeah.
But then again, with the unbalanced part, then you find somebody who's got it, and they're, like, killing people left and right with it, and it's like, oh, son of a bitch.
Well, I think that just goes in terms of the proficiency with it. Because, for example, me with the AK, I couldn't kill shit with the AK when I first started, so that's why I switched to the sniper rifle at first. But, you know, I would always run into people that would be killing me the whole match with the AK. I think it just goes with your proficiency and your length of use with each weapon, that you eventually just, you get to know it better and you get a, you know its limits.
Yeah, and then I guess some of that probably has to do with server lag. I mean, most of the time, it just seems like it takes like almost a whole clip to kill somebody, and sometimes people get you in what looks like one shot, but it could possibly be more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Especially these past few days, I've noticed that the lag's been a little too much. I'm not sure if that's with more people joining. I don't know if they've been giving out more codes or not, but I've noticed that with the past few days that it's been lagging. I hope they get that fixed.
Speaking of which, it's a little off topic, but was anybody here for that weird PSN like rapture moment?
No, I got in. I seen you talking about it in the shout box. It was you, Crash, and a few other people.
Blue, were you online then?
Wait, was that when like I got kicked off and then like I couldn't log back on?
Yeah.
Sent, like, 3 invites.
Everybody got kicked off. My whole friends list got cleared out.
Yeah. We're like, the friends list only showed like 2 people on, but then like if you looked in the invite squad, it had like more people.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, I was there.
Was that a PSN thing or a Battlefield thing?
It's got to be a PSN thing because it was more than people who had Battlefield, because a couple of my friends, they don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was like the friends list like depopulated. It was weird.
Who posted that picture? Somebody had a picture of PSN Rapture and everybody was
I think it was Crash. I remember that picture. That was pretty funny. Yeah. And anything else that you want to talk about it, Rebel?
You know, not too much besides, I guess I've seen some of the screens online, and I guess an online video, but it looks like they polished up the graphics pretty good on the final.
Oh, yeah, the Africa Harbor level they showed, that one looks really nice.
Well, I think it's the Panama Canal. Was that what
it was? No, Panama Canal is the one we're on now, the one that's in the beta, but the Africa Harbor one...
Wait, I thought the one we have in the beta is the harbor.
No, are you sure?
Yeah, it's the Arica Harbor, I thought is what it was called.
Oh. Well, it's Africa something on the one they showed. I think it's more of the aliasing is less noticeable on the jungle, the jungle visuals than on the straight desert. Because that's I don't really have a problem with it, but there's a lot of anti-aliasing going on in the beta. I think that's just more of the engine they're using. It doesn't look bad by any means, but it can be a problem sometimes.
I'm looking it up. Right. I know it was Panama.
Yeah, it's Panama Canal. Yeah. Are you sure that's the one we have right now?
Yeah, Bad Company 2 trailer blows up the Panama Canal. That's not the one we got right now.
Huh. Oh, well.
I'm pretty sure it's Arica Harbor. Yeah. I'm looking at something right now on battlefield.ea.com. Wait a minute. There's going to be a Bad Company 2 demo next year?
A demo?
Yeah. In January or February, they're going to have an open demo where you can just download it from the store and everybody can play.
Okay, so it'll just be like the closed beta, but it'll just be open?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it'll be the
same. Oh, you get the defibrillator kills?
Yeah. What? You didn't know that?
No.
You can kill people with the defibrillator under the
total
right circumstances.
Total defibrillator kills, 12,000, 12.69,000. Wow.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
You also get repair tool kills. I don't know if that counts just for blowing up tanks or if you can drill your repair tool into a guy. That's crazy.
Are you looking at the stats?
Yeah, it's like a beta update deal. When I was searching for the name of that place, I came across the Battlefield thing, and so I decided to see what they had, and one is their update that shows, like, the data.
Yeah. I hope that when they release the open one, it's another map, or at least that map and another one.
Yeah.
I have no problems playing on that map, but I want to see something new.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why you buy the game. I'd love a free ride too. That'd be great.
So, Blue, we just got Rebel's point of view on the beta, but what about you, man?
Really the only thing that has that I don't know, I guess it's more just a personal thing is like in regards to the tanks, as a medic class, when the tank comes around, I can't do shit to it.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because
So
you don't
it
have
feels like,
explosives.
what the hell do I do? Like, the snipers get the, C4 or the mortar strike, and the engineers can lay mines and use the rocket launcher. So I guess it's just like assault and medic or like shit out of luck.
No, Assault gets C4 also.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Only if you don't unlock an item and then you try to
Yeah,
use
if you
it.
don't have a weapon attachment, you get C4 by default.
I'm betting that's going to go away
And then the
though.
engineer can use its drill to hurt the tanks too.
Yeah, that's true. So, like, I guess as the medic class, I can't do a damn thing. So.
Run away, run away.
Yeah, so that kind of really sucks because, like, I guess the most I can do is try to revive somebody that can do something, but I'll most likely die in the process. I don't know if they'll be cognizant of what's going on.
Yeah, because you can't talk to them.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Because, like, when they revive, it's all yellow light, and, like, you can't really see immediately, so all they have to do is kill you quick enough.
I never
So, go get
actually.
the tank, go get the tank. No, fuck you, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah. That's like the only thing that's more of a personal deal. It's just like, when the tank comes around, I can't do a damn thing. That really sucks. Because that seems to be a prime tactic, is to just roll that bitch up next to an objective. And either drop the objective or just cover it enough that it can get blown up.
That's a pretty good point to bring up. I never thought
I guess
about that.
theoretically, your team should be destroying it for you, but
There's
we're
no
not.
team
I was
chat.
explaining, like, earlier on before I kind of went with the medic, like, I would just be recon and I would just suicide bomb him with C4. I would say, oh, the tank. Boom, whip out C4. I jumped on a tank. C4'd it and blew it,
Nice.
But I can't do that with a medic, so it's kind of like, I gotta do shit.
All right,
Your
well.
health is like 5 damage at
Yeah,
least.
that does suck. So
You get 128. Ooh.
what about
So
something
what
you did like? Was there anything that you didn't come to expect from it, but you ended up liking it a lot? All right, Blue. Well, we talked about the things that kind of set us in the beta, or not set us, that we don't agree with. What is something that you do like about the game that you weren't expecting to like?
Let's see. Can I say the game, period?
Sure.
I mean, I'm not a big FPS guy, so I was not really expecting to be playing it as much as I did. I didn't really like it at first, but
Yeah, you're pretty much on
once you
every time,
play,
too.
in a group of people and can communicate, it gets much better.
Yeah, you play quite frequently. You're usually on all the time.
Yeah, I know. That surprised me quite a bit. So really that's the only thing. I mean, since I don't have much experience with shooters, I don't really have, there wasn't really much that I didn't really know what to expect, so I don't
Okay,
know.
fair enough.
I guess go with that.
Now, do you play Killzone 2?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, how
I
about
think it
you?
plays a lot like Killzone 2.
See, yeah, I've heard some people say that. I hated Killzone 2. I really
You
couldn't
would.
play it. I would. I bought it from my friend for $40, and I was like, all right, whatever. Everybody's playing on VG, well, I'll throw it on and give it a shot. And I just couldn't find it fun. It was the controls were too sluggish. It has a lot of input lag. I was playing that at the same time I played a bit of Call of Duty 4.
Oh,
One
well,
thing I'll
that's
give Call of
why.
Duty credit for is the controls are great. But on Call of Duty, on Killzone 2, it just seemed like it was too heavy. So I just didn't like the pace. It was too slow. But Battlefield, it just got everything right. The pacing is right. Like, it can be, you can be a sniper fest and just chill, or you can be hardcore going there and shooting everybody you see. And the pacing is what you want it to be. And I really liked it. What I didn't expect was the squad combat to be so addicting. When we had all four of us in there, it is a lot of fun. You're just in there over and over. You always say, just one more, just one more, just do one more round,
Yep.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's 3 in the morning.
That's so crazy. We yeah. really need to. We should really start playing earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't expecting that much. I got the beta from GameSpot and I want to try it out because I really like the first Bad Company. I stopped playing it because for some reason it wouldn't read my L3 button, so I couldn't run.
Oh.
And from playing the beta, you know how important running is.
Yeah.
So yeah, I couldn't run, so I just traded in. So I got the beta. I was like, all right, I'll play it. And then at first I was like, what the hell am I doing? Because it gives you a very vague instruction on what you're supposed to be doing.
Kill things.
Yeah, you really find out by just playing it. You gotta destroy the objective.
Well, the big flash in Texas says, "Does objective destroyed, or destroy the objective?" You know, a little bit of a hint. Yeah.
No, now we know it.
Yeah.
Means, but at first I was like, you know, what the hell am I supposed to do? What am I doing?
Oh, that's God, what I got.
But when I got in a good squad, I got some, you know, the map layout down, had a blast with it the whole entire time. So I wasn't expecting to have as much fun as with it as I did. I mean, I put 42 hours into the damn thing. It's just it's a glorified demo, pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
One level.
Yeah, one level. You know, and it was fun. It was pure fun. I was talking about that earlier where, you know, I want a game to be at least fun. You know, it could have some bugs and shit, but as long as it's fun, it can let it go. How about you, Rebel?
Anything that surprised? Many bugs, but...
Is there anything that surprised you about the beta, Rebel, that you weren't expecting?
I didn't expect I'd hate it so much and like it so much and play it so much.
Okay, fair enough.
Because starting out, oh my god, I hate it. You can't kill anything. It's really hard to get kills and to get the objectives.
Mm-hmm.
But
until
you start leveling up, you get better weapons, you get better sights, you get better armaments. It starts to get fun when you can actually defend the objective and not get like killed every 5 seconds. But it does take some getting used to. I think it does play like Killzone 2. It's slower. But again, I came straight from MW2, so
yeah,
that's a huge difference.
So, final thoughts on Bad Company 2. Are you buying it?
Yeah, I guess.
Blue?
Potentially. If I have the money and there seems to be enough people, at least enough for like a squad.
Yeah.
Well,
it's looking like there's quite a few of us at VGVO that are getting it. I know Crash is really looking forward to it too.
The only reason I want to pre-order it is just so I don't have to unlock some of that shit again.
Yeah, they're doing the same thing that Blaze Blue did, that if you pre-order it, you're upgraded to limited edition already at no extra cost.
Hmm.
And you get some of the, you get later weapon upgrades, like you get an alternate fire for the vehicles, you get a motion sensor for your vehicles, like a more detailed one than the one that's on the map. You get the M1 and A1 machine gun that you unlock eventually.
The Thompson?
One. Yeah, and you get one of the pistols early, and you get the tracer dart. Get the tracer dart early.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all stuff you can. Yeah, so you eventually unlock everything if you're just directly to play it, but it is nice to have that incentive to pre-order it. So with that, what long ass talk about Battlefield, I think we're gonna go ahead and take our first official break here.
Official break.
Yeah, exactly. Official.
Yeah.
Keyword there, official. Be back in a minute.
You elevated music.
Like gaming?
I love gaming.
Do you like music?
I like music.
Do you like anime and manga?
I love both of those. I love anime and manga.
Oh, well, you should try out Blackflower Music Podcast. It's like your mama would spank you when you did something bad, but this time you actually enjoy it. Slap, you got big chunks for the stew. Two slaps, don't rise. The second man, look at us. With your add mushroom, the more you do it, the harder it gets. You'll switch any blades. Now, you love salad. You hate making salad. You know you hate making salad. You hate making salad. So we don't have any salad in your diet. Watch this one slap. Salad. Watch this. You're gonna love my nuts. Watch this. You're gonna love my nuts. Watch this. You're gonna watch this. You're gonna watch this. 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 Watch this.
this. Watch this.
It's easy. You just got one hand and chop, 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 chop.
Watch this. Tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini, bikini.
Okay.
And we're back from that break here, and we're going to go ahead and start on our feature for this episode, which is, coincidentally enough, our Game of the Year feature. I posted a thread on VGU.
Game of the Year, of the Week, of the Day, of the Hour.
The Millennium.
The Millennium.
I posted a thread on VGU asking for all you guys to post your top five in there, and the incentive I got you to do is that if you post it, you could win a chance to win SOCOM Confrontation. So I'll be doing the drawing for that later at the end of the show. So we're going to go ahead and read these off. I guess I'm going to be the only one doing it because my co-hosts are lazy. The first post we got was from Prime Sinister. His top five are as follows. It's, number five is Flower, Assassin's Creed 2, Borderlands, Batman Arkham Asylum, and then Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. He put an honorable mention as Killzone 2. And then we go down.
Oh, that's nice.
And then next one of posters was JWCW. His number 5 was Assassin's Creed 2. Number 4 was Uncharted 2. 3, Football Manager Live.
What?
2, what? Killzone 2, and number 1, Left 4 Dead 2.
What a weird number 3.
No shit. And next one is from PlankFan. He put number 5, Half Minute Hero. Number 4, Little Big Planet PSP. Number 3, Fat Princess. Number
what?
2, no shit. Yeah, number what? 2, Infamous. And number 1, Uncharted 2, Among Thieves. Should have put in this in the third title that it doesn't have to necessarily be games that came out this year, just games that you played and enjoyed this year.
Yeah.
They caught on to it at the, toward the end of the thread, so.
Two PSP games and a PSN title no one plays. What a list.
So, give me a second here. I'm switching the page.
So epic.
And Chrome is going slow right now. Give me a second.
Chrome. Fail. Insta fail.
This one's from Theory or Jarlask as I know him. Number 5, Prototype. Number 4 is Infamous. Number 3, Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. Number 2, Borderlands. And number 1, Dragon Age Origins. Been hearing a lot of good things about that. I want to try that out sometime.
Yeah.
Next one is from Gunblade Warrior. His number 5 is NBA Live 10. Number 4 is Tekken 6. Batman Arkham Asylum. MLB 09 The Show, and number 1, Infamous. Hey, nice. I don't know if I agree with that, but that's awesome to have Infamous at number 1. It's a really good
you
game.
I don't agree because you can't beat the game.
Hey. Anyways, the next one we got is from Lee Kelly. Number 5 is Wipeout HD Fury, Killzone 2, Shatter, Batman Arkham Asylum, and number 1 is Uncharted 2 Among Thieves. The next one we got is Tears of Ash from the Blackfire Music Podcast.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. What are we going to get from this?
Number 5 is Flower. Number 4 is SingStar. 3, New Super Mario Bros. Wii.
Yes.
Number 2, Tekken 6. And number 1 is Nobunobu Boy.
I'm surprised about Tekken 6.
Yeah. He platinum. He got a platinum in that game.
God damn.
Nice.
Yeah. So next one we got from Prime Buster. His number 5 is Infamous. Number 4 is Bionic Commando, the 3D one. I'm not rearmed. Number 3 is Assassin's Creed 2. Number 1 is Uncharted 2. Number 2 is Uncharted 2, I'm sorry.
We count good.
And number 1 is Prinny, Can I Really Be the Hero?
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
And then next we have Hunt720 from GameGamePal. We got number 5 is Red Faction Guerrilla. Number 4, Killzone 2. Number 3, Pixel Junk Shooter. Number 2, Batman Arkham Asylum. And number 1, Uncharted 2. And I'm changing to page 3. Give me a second.
Oh, you didn't have this ready? God.
Unprofessional, Oats. Unprofessional.
Is anything we do fucking professional?
No, not really.
Alright. Yeah. Next one we got is from Fonz Gemini. His number 5 is Killzone 2. Number 4, Assassin's Creed 2. Number 3, Dragon Age Origins. Number 2, Batman Arkham Asylum. Number 1, Uncharted 2, Among Thieves. The next one we got is from Brambler. He has number 5, Killzone 2. Number 4, Modern Warfare 2. Dirt 2 is number 3. Number 2 is the God of War Collection. And number 1 is Uncharted 2. You know, Modern Warfare 2 hasn't showed up on here very much, and it's kind of surprising. See,
there's a lot of Uncharted 2 going around.
Toro hype.
Yeah, exactly. People love themselves. What's his name? He who voices all.
Nice. And the next one we got is from Patriots B-Ball, who actually named our podcast, surprisingly.
Yay!
Yeah, his number 5 is Modern Warfare 2. Number 4 is Assassin's Creed 2. Number 3 is Madden 10. Number 2 is Uncharted 2. And number 1 is Killzone 2. Got a lot of sequels in there. Wonder if he plays original games at all.
No.
next we got Tone Dog from Blackfire Music Like Tears of Ash. We got Brutal Legend at number 5. Batman Arkham Asylum at number 4. Infamous at number 3. Number 2 is Nobby Nobby Boy. And number 1 is Uncharted 2.
Ooh.
And Mr. Nep, he put his in no particular order. So he put number 1 at all of them. So I'm just going to read them like he put them. Put Blaze Blue, Resident Evil 5, Disgaea 2.
Disgaea.
All right, I don't know. Mega Man Zero and White Knight Chronicles. What the fuck? Did he import that?
Yeah. He seems to be a pretty big importer of stuff.
Nice.
I've seen him playing Japanese games before.
Sweet.
White Knight Chronicles. That's cool. And the last one we got was from Troublemaker, who's Dark Knight. On PSN. It's actually his birthday today, so happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday. We need royalty free Mexican
theme song.
No, we be copying them. It needs to be French.
Nice. He put number 5 is Modern Warfare 2. Number 4, Ratchet and Clank and Crack in Time. Number 3, Dragon Age Origins. Number 2, Killzone 2. Number 1, Uncharted 2. And that's it from everybody in the thread. They're all entered to win a copy of SOCOM Confrontation. And let's go ahead and start with our guest, Blue.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
What's your top 5 of the year, man?
Okay.
I said, that's not the beginning. It's coming out this year, just that you enjoy playing.
Yeah, I know. It's more the order that I'm concerned about. Okay, I'm probably just going to do this in no particular order just because.
Oh, cop out.
Okay, fine. Okay, I guess number 5, Infamous. Number 4, I've got Batman, Arkham Asylum. Number 3, Ratchet and Clank, Crack in Time. Number 2, The Curveball. No one's going to see this one coming. Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Yes.
Nice.
I played that game for the first time this year, and it is awesome.
That's the PS1 classic, right?
Yes.
Sweet.
So I got the 200.6 on that thing. Played the hell out of it. And number 1 will be Street Fighter 4 with like an honorary mention of Blaze Blue.
Cool.
I prefer Street Fighter 4 over it, but Blaze Blue is still a good game. So it will get an honorary mention.
Alright, so. Fair enough. And Rebel, how about you?
Oh, here it comes. You know, I didn't think a game I've played this year so far deserved Game of the Year.
Really?
Nothing. The only one that comes close is a fucking beta. That's it. And you know how that says pretty sad.
So I'm assuming the Battlefield Bad Company beta, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I enjoyed MW2, granted. But you know what? I bought it for the multiplayer. I mean, I finished in 3 days a single player, just done. And it's like, oh, nice story. I kind of like the cinematic elements, but done. That's it. I expected more. Borderlands 2, not enough people played it. I mean, granted, I guess I leveled to 50 in about, like, what was it, a week?
And also...
And nobody wanted to play with me, but still.
Also, I think the fact that it was an original IP and it came out at the same time that a lot of sequels were coming out,
it
was kind of a hard sell.
I did like Borderlands. I thought there was more they could do with it, though. I don't think it's quite Game of the Year really material. It's just not quite good enough.
Okay,
I expected more.
Anything else you want to throw in there?
You know what? I guess it doesn't help much that I haven't played a lot of games, really. I guess... Well, maybe Garry's Mod. I've been playing Garry's Mod a lot on Steam. I've been enjoying
that
a lot. Oh, it's a sandbox game. You never heard of Garry's Mod?
Nope.
Basically, you use the physics engine that's built into the Source engine, and you make things. That's pretty much it. If you have Team Fortress or Counter-Strike or Half-Life, you get all those objects, and you paste those objects together. You wire them together, and then you can make buildings. You can RPG, because they've made mods for them and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you can basically have different classes, and you can be a policeman. You can designate this building you've built as a jail, and you can send people there. But I don't know. It's just a fun physics building game. But you make cool shit like jet rocket cars and machine gun mounted fortresses and stuff.
Anything else you want to throw in there?
Not really. I guess the most stuff I have been doing is PC gaming lately because Steam just offers stuff so cheap you can't pass it up.
Yeah, I remember. I think maybe a few months ago they had Team Fortress 2 for $2.50.
Yes.
It sucks because if you miss out on the sale, how are you gonna justify, you know, a $20 or $25 price tag when it was just down to $2.50 a few minutes ago? You know,
$2.50.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Steam deals, that if you don't get them, it's kind of hard to get them when they're at a normal price.
Yeah. It's hard for me too because I guess that's on my Windows side.
Say at one point you bought the game for $30, the next day it's down to, you know, $15.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard for me to justify buying a PC game at full price, knowing that any second it could be dropped down to half off or lower.
Yeah, definitely.
Plus, a computer sucks.
That too, but shut the hell up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you can't even run Counter-Strike Source.
Yeah, I bought Counter-Strike Source the other weekend because it was for $5, and my computer can't run it.
Wow.
That's a big fail.
So it's not a desktop, it's just a laptop, so.
Well, I have a laptop too.
Well, you know what? You can just eat it. All right, well, I'm going to take the podium away from you, and my top five...
No, it's my podium. Go away.
Oh, you can
mine.
Just leave.
Got it.
Got the little hook. Pull you off stage. My top five. Number five, surprisingly, is Flower.
You know, I was thinking of getting that, and it looks pretty nice.
It's beautiful. It's a beautifully game, but what really got me was... There's little to no story in there, but the story that is in there is very impactful if you let it be. One of the final levels, it's really like nothing you've seen before. It was really amazing. I was like, wow, that was pretty badass. I really enjoyed that, and I still throw it on from time to time just because it looks pretty and the music's great. You know, it's just put on just to relax. And my number four is the Bad Company 2 beta. We've talked about it in depth earlier. I love it. It's great. My number three is Rock Band 2. I have put enough money into this game, I can buy another PS3. And I can still put more into it. You know,
I wouldn't boast about that.
I have $290 worth of DLC.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So you can't quite buy a slime.
Almost.
Close.
But yeah, it's just one of those games that, you know, it's timeless. You're always gonna play it. Even if Rock Band 3 comes out, you'll be able to export your Rock Band 2 songs and keep on playing those. So your investment is never lost.
Now, could you get the Beatles songs on that one too?
No, that's the exception. The Beatles, it's its own standalone Rock Band game.
Oh, I see, that would suck.
But Rock Band 1, Rock Band 2, and Lego Rock Band, you can all throw those on the same disc. Well, you can put them in your system data, and all those songs are playable in Rock Band 2. So that's a really big push to where your investment say if you, like, we bought the, I know Blue, I think you have, but I know I bought the costumes for Street Fighter 4.
No, I have not, actually.
You didn't? Well, I did, but, you know, Super Street Fighter 4 comes out, and I can't use those costumes, my investment is much lost.
No, I don't think they've said. There's a possibility.
But there's a possibility. Like I said, once Super Street Fighter 4 comes out, I'm never going to touch Street Fighter 4 again. There's no reason to.
Yeah.
You know, so that investment could be lost. But in terms of Rock Band, that investment's going to be there for forever. And that's, you know, that's a big push for me to keep buying more songs and add more playability to it. So that really earns a top five. I mean, that spot in my top five.
Now, do you have Rock Band or do you have Rock Band 2?
Rock Band 2.
Okay. Now, do you have the instruments?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did they fix that bass pedal at all?
Yes and no. Yes, because it still works, but the pedal I got with my Rock Band, it broke within 9 months.
Oh, wow.
And I had to buy another one. But the third-party ones are well enough to where it justifies the purchase. Like, the one I have it's metal, so it's not going to break very easily. You know, and so it's great. My number two.
Well, I just wanted to bring that up because, I mean, I was debating getting either the Guitar Hero one with the full band kit or the Rock Band one.
Rock Band.
I still don't know which one to get.
Because I'll justify the purchase right here. The Rock Band drums work in Guitar Hero.
Okay.
Guitar Hero drums do not work on Rock Band.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I keep finding articles on the internet that say either one way or the other.
No, so if you get the Rock Band one, you can get the best of both worlds. But if you get the Guitar Hero one, you're stuck in Guitar Hero.
Because my main issue with Rock Band is I love the drums, but I can't play that drum. My right foot, ever since my accident and my surgeries, I can't play it because it's too high up. And I don't know, I just wish it was adjustable. So it's not something I can help either.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from, but as far as a money standpoint goes, you're going to get more money out of the Rock Band 1 because it's used on both games.
I have to get that one.
And my number two is Borderlands. The game came out of nowhere for me. Red Bull talked me into getting it once. I was
I'll get it. You didn't even be like, oh, what is that thing? Oh, screw that shit.
I watched a few videos. I thought it looked cool. So I was like, sure. I traded in a few games. I got it for $12.
Damn.
So that helped me a little bit liking it more. But
yeah,
it was unlike anything I ever played. For first-person shooters, it has to do something different. I stated this a lot. It has to do something different to hold my attention. And Borderlands did that in the leveling up system. You know, you're doing the same thing over and over, but you're seeing the fruit of your labor, you know, because you're getting stronger, because you're getting more abilities and better guns. You know, it's not something where you're just shooting to get to the next part of the next part of the map. So I really like that. The art style was great. The online co-op, it was buggy, but it was still fun. And it just really came out of nowhere for me, and it was a hit. I can't wait till Borderlands 2 comes out. And my number one is Street Fighter 4.
Oh, yeah.
Put about 120 hours into this game since I got it. And I didn't even get it in February. I got it later, too.
Yeah.
And the reason being, I would have maybe switched Borderlands and Street Fighter 4. They're both vying for my top of the year, but I made up my mind last night. I was at my Christmas party, and I had Street Fighter 4 just in case I wanted to play with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And the people there, they had never played a fighting game before. They never played games. They still understood what was going on because that life bar concept is so easy to understand.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they had no idea how to play it, but they're still having an awesome time yelling and screaming because somebody won or somebody almost lost and they won. And it was that basic concept of that life bar that really pushed us over the edge is, you know, one of those.
Oh, now, come on. Games. Life bar concept? No, you could have that with any fighting game. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I would Street say Fighter it's more the concept. Street Fighter is more of a basic.
Yeah.
Like, you can play the most basic fighting stuff. You don't need to know, like, stuff like Blaze Blue.
Yeah, that's true.
Has much more advanced systems. Where Street Fighter is just, you can press a button, You can beat a guy. You don't have to worry about, you know, the advanced stuff if you don't want to.
And I don't care who you are. You know Hadouken!
Yeah, you know
Hadouken!
Exactly, Ian. And last night it really improved when everybody had a great time playing Street Fighter. You know, and that was pretty awesome. So Street Fighter gets my game of the year, hands down, because it's just one of those games that I'm always going to go back to. Well, and its variations as Super Street Fighter 4 comes out.
Yeah.
So that's our game of the year list. Any honorable mentions you want to throw out there?
Honorable mentions. Oh, it's not an honorable mention, but I actually did have the most fun with New Super Mario Brothers. It just occurred to me.
I never even touched a Wii, so I can tell you.
I had so much fun with that game.
Solo or with, like, other people?
With other people.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's mass chaos, but it's so much fun.
Yeah, I watched the quick look of that, and it was crazy.
Oh, my God. I mean, you got four people running at once, four people with four different playing styles. I guess that's kind of the problem I had with two play with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is that we both had playing styles that really conflicted with each other. we both played the same way. We both tried to run through the level as fast as possible, so we'd be hitting each other constantly.
Oh, okay.
But no, it was just a lot of fun because you can grief in that game so badly. Like, just pick somebody up and like, fuck you, man, throw you down the shaft. But then if you hit A, you pop into a bubble. It's like, poop. And then you're floating in midair. It's like, oh, come on, let me out of here. Threw me down that thing. And, oh, it's just great trash talking in that game when you're playing with a friend.
And how about you, Blue? I know you said Blaze Blue earlier, but anything else?
Yeah. I guess Assassin's Creed 2. I didn't want to put it on there because I haven't beaten it, and you know, so I didn't. Sometimes beating a game, it's like it's not as good near the end. Mm-hmm. So I'll put that in because it's pretty good right now. But for all I know, it'll go to hell at the end.
Hope it doesn't. My honorable mention I want to throw out there is Infamous. I still haven't beaten it. I'm still in the last boss. He's being a pain in my ass. But overall, that game is just straight fun. There's a lot of technical problems with it, but it's fun. I can throw it on there, jump into the city, you know, kill a few bad guys, save some people, and you know, call it a day. It's a really good game, well put together. Yeah. And I like the karma aspect of it too. That you know, you play it twice, it'll be a different game.
Yeah, I'm wondering, do you like certain like story points change?
I'm not sure if it changes too drastically.
Like,
I
don't know. Can I say? I mean, has it been long enough that I can say something about
it? Yeah, I'm just about to tell you. Spoilers for whoever has played it. But have you played it, Rebel?
Played what?
Infamous.
Infamous.
No, but I'm not going to.
All right. Well, there's one point in the game where...
I played it enough just to say no.
But there's one point in the game where your girlfriend's hanging from a tower and there's...
Yeah, that's the part I was thinking of.
Yeah, if spoiler. the good route is to save the doctors, the bad one is to save your girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's the only part I think where it changed drastically, because your girlfriend would stay alive.
Okay, so she does stay alive. It's not like
I'm not sure. I haven't played it, but I'm just assuming that she'll stay alive, you know?
Okay, because it just seems like the rest of the game, at least on the good side, revolves around, like, references her being dead enough that it makes me wonder if evil side actually changes, or if she dies regardless and you're just evil because you chose the selfish route, regard, you know.
Yeah, and that's
which
something
if they do that, that's kind of lame, because it's okay, we give you the illusion of free choice but then take it away because we want you to do this.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but it's enough to push you through the game to maybe, you know, take that dark path to see what goes on, you know.
Yeah. The thing is, I actually was going to consider doing it, but I thought, like, I climbed up the building. I thought it was something where I'd get up to the building, and then I'd have to make the choice. Mm. But then when I reached the top of the building, I realized, hey, you made the good decision. I'm like, oh, really? Okay.
Okay, cool.
So I was I guess I'll stick with the good thing, since that's what I was going for. But
so, yeah, that definitely gets an honorable mention from me. So, And I actually have UTD's top five.
Oh.
Oh, we'll actually hear it then.
Yes. Shit, I almost forgot.
Bollocks.
Bollocks.
Time out. 1 second. Hold on. I got a little BG bone. Go over my PM real quick. Hold on.
What else do people from the UK say? They say bollocks?
See, crikey? No, that's Australian.
No, that's Australian.
Yeah, that's Australian.
Chuffed to bits. I'm absolutely chuffed to bits about this episode today.
Damn, I wonder if Skype is really taking up that much of my internet, because my internet's fucking running slow.
For some reason, I always thought the phrase, shot in a handbag, was quite English. I don't know why.
Cat on hot bricks. Confuddled. Daft.
Oh, God.
Donkey's ears. That.
Where are you getting this? Are you Wikipediaing it?
No, it's a British slang dictionary. Grockle. Tourist.
Wait.
Gubbin. Social status. Mum. Nards.
Oh, God.
All right, hold on. All right.
Nimrod.
Isn't that biblical? I thought that
Trat.
Was biblical. Crap.
Alright, calm down. Wait up. Alright, I'm gonna start this up. Now, I actually got UTD's top 5 game of the year list. He couldn't
Why
be with
did
the
you just repeat that? That didn't make any sense.
So you can edit it in, dumbass.
Oh, wait, you don't need to edit it in? We had pure fucking podcast gold there.
Oh, whatever. Now you gotta fucking edit it anyways.
I'm not gonna edit it. It's gonna stay just like that.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Both versions of him saying it.
Anyways, in UTD's top 5 of Game of the Year list he sent us was Henry Hatsworth for the DS at number 5. Number 4 was Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Power Battle Cars.
That's an awesome name.
Hell yeah, it is. Number 3 is Killzone 2. Number 2 is FIFA 10. And number 1 is Assassin's Creed 2. He goes, yes, no Borderlands, don't cry. And I was like, whatever. So that's UTD's top 5. He couldn't be with us tonight because something had come up, but that's his top 5, so he has his input on the show.
Woohoo.
And that, I think, wraps up our Game of the Year segment.
Bollocks!
Yeah, we're going to go one break, and we'll be back with the end of the show.
Doop doop doop.
You ready, Rebel?
Is he there?
You there, Rebel? He's online. He's on the call.
Can you hear me?
Rebel!
Hello?
Yep, I ought to be ready.
Oh, there he is. All right. So we good to go?
Are we going to be popping on here, or is he just...
We add him in.
No.
Why not?
Because we're almost on the show. After the show, we can.
I don't care.
I care.
I want to add him in.
Letters, a special guest. Spouse.
Yeah, let's do it. Just for the emails, for no reason whatsoever.
All right, whatever.
Yes!
Special guest abounds.
All right, I got to shut this one down and open that one up then.
Hope call failed.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well, I guess he's not getting on.
What the hell? Is he here?
Dude, what the fuck?
No.
Dude. Oh, he went offline.
Fail.
Well, we were gonna try to have some fun, but fuck that.
Yeah, fuck you, Kapow. Once again, you ruined the fun.
Yeah. Mr. Kapows.
The Kapows.
Mr. Kapows.
Are you recording yet?
Yeah, we've been recording.
Fuck.
Come on, hurry up. I'm waiting for you.
You know what, just for that, I'm gonna take my time.
Oh, fuck you. Fine, take your time.
And we're back from that break here with
No, we're not. We already started recording.
Fuck you. Back from break right now. We're gonna do the email segment. We got 4 lousy emails because you guys don't email us enough.
Well, that's not very nice.
You don't make a podcast enough.
he's got us there.
Yeah, that is a very good point. But regardless, they don't email us enough. All right, we got 4 emails. One of them, the first one's from God's Purple Frog. I have no idea who that is.
Oh, who could that be? A random person.
And she says, hey, guys, just wanted to email y'all a quick question. And, oh, by the way, great first episode is total sweetness. And good luck. Best wishes to many more.
She didn't listen, did she?
No.
She goes, okay, so my first question for you guys is, what influenced you the most in your life to listen to the music that you listen to now? Also, what genre of music do you listen to the most?
Ooh.
Jeez.
Blue, you go ahead and do that one.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
On the spot.
I don't even know what it would be called. Crap. Son of
crap.
A bitch, Oates. Fuck you, Oates. Staying in the podcast. Fuck you, Oates. I don't even know. I guess the music my dad listened to. That's pretty much what I listened to.
Which was like what?
Like like classic rock. I don't even know. Yeah,
like
I'm not
Boston?
Really. Huh?
Like Boston.
Boston.
Rush. Like I listened to Rush, Queen.
Oh, there you go.
That type of stuff.
All right. Fair enough.
I think I picked that up mostly from my dad.
Yeah. I can,
There's, like, all rap, and I don't even know what my mom listens to. I think she likes Journey.
Nice.
Yeah.
So.
And how about you, Rebel? What kind of music do you listen to, and why do you listen to it?
Why do I have to go next?
Because I'm the fucking host, and I said so.
Well, fuck you.
Fuck you!
Fucking hosting. Okay, I guess what I would listen to would most be classified as, well, rock and, what is this, Seattle grunge? Can I listen?
Examples?
Billy Talent. I guess that's still considered grunge sound. I listened to a little bit of Green Day, not much. Cage the Elephant. I've been enjoying them quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. But, I mean, I like all sorts of music besides that. So, I mean, I enjoy classical music too. So, it's really hard to say.
All right. And I guess my turn.
Not for you. You're on the spot. Talk.
Yeah, what you got,
now.
Oates? What you got?
I listen to rock music the most. Reason being is I like fuck.
Fuck.
Informative. Insightful.
That's so descriptive.
No, I appreciate the music artists for what they do because it's something that I would never be able to do. I have no creative muscle in my body. So for them to come up with this, you know, a song for each instrument that comes together so well, it's pretty awesome. I just admire that. And I listen to that because when I was growing up when I was coming up through high school, all everybody listened to down here was either country or gangster rap. And I was like, you know, fuck that shit. You know, most of it's crap anyway, so I just started listening to a lot of rock music.
That's a pretty strong divide.
Yeah, no shit.
Rap music.
That's
country.
That's rap. South Texas for you, dude. That's South Texas.
Good news, though. Pop rock is turning into country. At least that's what I've noticed.
Yeah. And, but more recently, oddly enough, I've been listening to a shitload of podcasts. Because I have way too much time on my hands at
that's
work.
That's not music.
That's not music.
It's something to listen to, though.
It's not music.
Still.
I didn't realize it was what you like to listen to.
Yeah, really.
Well, I'm throwing that in there because you know what? I can.
Yeah, whatever.
Yo, I listen to podcasts, too. Whoop-de-doo. Who doesn't? Woo-hoo. If you're listening to this, you're also one of us. You listen to podcasts.
Yeah. Good job.
Very true. Anyways, next email. This one's from... we can skip that one.
Who was it, and why did we skip it?
Because it's Bill Skate, and because it's Bill Skate.
Oh, that's fair enough.
next one we got is from Rman5K. He's pretty cool, dude. He goes, hey, Region Locked, great first show. Need more UTD. Well, he ain't getting that one with this one.
Yeah.
Nope.
He goes, okay, you guys are off to a good start. I do have to say I'm a fan of Critter Crunch. This is after I said that I didn't like Critter Crunch very much. He goes, it's a very good puzzle game, but to each their own. It's interesting to see if you get the Borderlands trading going. We obviously didn't. Because I have to get going with that game. Just sucked into Ratchet & Clank right now and working off finishing Dirt 2 single player. I'm glad you guys got the first show and are now rolling. Audio is pretty good. It was very quiet in the volume compared to me and Rebel. You said the good format. He's interested to see in... Well, how are you interested to see more? Interested to see where y'all go from here. All right.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
When you reveal the video podcast.
Dude, I don't think that needs to happen to the internet.
Rolling so, very slowly.
Thanks for the email. It's obviously a long time ago, because who still plays Critter Crunch?
Wait, what,
when was that email sent, out of curiosity?
I already closed it.
November.
Oh.
November?
November.
Wow, okay.
This
like,
one's from
like probably the 10th.
This one's from Villainous. She's pretty badass.
Oh yeah.
Yes. She goes,
doesn't
hey,
get
guys.
To go on the computer much because somebody hogs the computer.
Hey, she's always like, okay, I can use the computer.
Wow.
She goes, Villainous, hey guys, Villainous here, just stopping to say great job on episode 1 of Region Locks. Enjoyed listening to it. It was okay, so my question is, I know you guys had talked about having guest spots. I don't think that was a what? I know you guys had talked about having guest spots, and I think that was a really good idea. I wanted to know if you guys are still thinking about capitalizing on that. Not that I want to be a guest or anything. Wink, wink. No, but I did think it would be interesting to get other members of podcasts and VGEvo on this show. And hey, we got Blue on here, so
yeah. What an incredibly
yeah, Mr. Blue Steel. How do you feel about that?
Eh. Okay.
Oh, you know, she continues with, by the way, I love Borderlands as well and think it is so fun. And, okay, so I don't want to take up any more of your time, but I think you guys should, like, have a contest or something. And because I've been working a ton of hours, I've decided to donate a game for the first contest. I'll get in more detail of that with you guys. But, yeah, great job, and check you later. Sweet, I forgot about that. She wants to donate a game to our listeners.
But then, don't you already have a contest going now?
Yeah, because I had forgot about that. So we'll have another one later. And I guess we'll read Bill Skate's. He goes, hey guys, Bill Skate writing? No shit. He goes, what happened? What's happening? Loved episode 1, by the way. Great stuff, although UTD talked a little too much and too loud. Maybe you can edit that in.
We tried to dial him back, really? No.
I've been playing
an overpowering presence.
No shit. I've been playing Modern Warfare 2 for a couple of months now, and I can tell you that it's awesome. I'm on my 5th prestige, and I'm going for 10. Everyone, go buy it. Yeah, fuck you. No.
God damn.
I also just bought the recently released American version of Final Fantasy 13. I'm level 15, and I like it a lot. Easy platinum. Wait. No need to buy Hannah Montana, Bad 76. Anyway, can't wait for episode 2 and many more to come.
Wait, did he say he bought the American version of Final Fantasy 13, or did I just mishear that?
That's what I heard.
He said it in hoping that we wouldn't record another episode till then.
Ah, there we go.
So,
oh,
it was kind
answers.
Of a, oh, what well, the joke's on him, eh?
Yes.
Egg on the fucking face.
Now you better hope you imported the Japanese version, like Bleak Harvest did.
Yeah, and I think Mr. Nev got his, too.
Surprise me. Although he wasn't on playing it.
All right, well, that wraps up the emails. I think that's about it. Anything you guys want to add?
Not really.
Bollocks.
Bollocks, okay. Indeed.
And, well, you can go to our website, check out more of us on regionlockedpodcast.squarespace.com.
Oh, email.
You can email us at regionlockedpodcast@gmail.com.
That has changed.
Yes. So you can find us on there. And me, Rebel and ETD individually, and also Blue Steel, you can find us on VGEvo.
VGEvo.
And you can find all of us on Twitter except for Blue because he's lame.
Oh, hey. No Twitter?
Dude, we went over this in the shop box the other day about fucking Twitter. Do you want to do this on the podcast?
Do it now. Yeah, I want to hear this. What?
Want to do this shit?
No. Why no Twitter?
Because I don't believe that I will use it.
Why not? Everybody on VGVO uses it.
Yeah, that's great. I don't know that I'll... What would I have to say?
It's like an extension DLC of the Shoutbox.
Yeah, it's like it is. And you obviously have a lot to say. You were on the podcast and it turned out fucking awesome.
Yeah. Come on.
So, you people are going to lure me into trying this out. I knew it. The moment it started, we started talking about this in the Shoutbox, I knew it was going to happen.
I mean, really, everybody who's on VGVO generally has a Twitter, and all the podcasts have a Twitter. I mean, why not? It's an easy way to keep up to date, and it's an easy way to talk to people and extend your conversations past the Shoutbox.
But we've got the Shoutbox, so why would I need, like...
Well, you can't access the Shoutbox from a mobile device.
And you also have to conform to the rules of the Shoutbox.
Access it.
Well, that's true. You don't have to conform to the rules of the Shoutbox. You can keep it separate.
Yeah.
I didn't have any use for Twitter until I came to VG.
Exactly. Anyways, tangent aside, you can follow us on Twitter at AOTS.
No! I'm not done with tangents.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not done with tangents.
Fuck you. This is a new segment.
So, are you going to get Twitter, Blue?
I'll consider trying it.
Yes!
Okay.
And if you do, we'll add you on the show notes. You know what? We'll name our episode your Twitter name.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Shit, so I got to come up with something good.
Yeah.
Something that will totally get you dudes, like, banned.
But nothing...
I have, like, a shit ton of, like, asterisks in it.
But that, no, it's got to be your VGVO name, or else it gets too confusing. I hate that.
I was merely saying that if you're going to make the title, it'd be funny that way.
All we have to do is name it Pob.
No, yeah, Pob.
Nice. Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, damn. No, Pope was almost the end, the entire difference of when you recorded a podcast.
No shit.
When did you come back?
On the 1st.
Damn. Only got 10 more days.
Oh. Yeah.
Fuck. We better cherish them.
That was a good
cherish
vacation.
Cherish them, people. Listen to me.
No shit.
When the 1st comes around, you will be begging for it.
You know what? I wonder if he's going to be as frequent to VGEvo as he used to be after he's been banned.
I don't know.
After the Marquee got banned, he was hardly on VGEvo for a while. You know, he's not even on there anymore, pretty much.
Yeah, same thing with Five Cobras.
Yeah, I've seen him lurking around.
He was like fucking Pope's butt buddy there for a while, and then once he got banned, he shows up. He like showed up yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen that. Just for a few minutes.
Damn, Cobras, where the hell you been?
Yeah, well, he was before my time, before I got to VGEvo.
Yeah, well, he was kind of annoying. Hey, Cobras, how you doing?
Anyways, to continue on our Twitter, you can follow Rebel at RebelJ12A. You can follow UTD at MUTD. MUTD Legend. I don't know why he has the M on top of that, but oh well. And you can follow our podcast Twitter at RegionLocked.
With Manchester United.
Yeah, there we go. I was going to say, something to do with the UTD was United.
And we will have our episode name as Blue Steel's Twitter name. So you'll find that out later. And I think that's about it as far as contacting us, right?
Well, I had something, but now I forgot.
We gave them the email, our website. You can find us on VGEvo.
Yeah. If you have any suggestions for the site, let me know. I really want to do some cool stuff with it. I added the IRC chat in there. I added affiliates, graphic images for them. Mm-hmm. But if you'd like to see something on there, I mean, just let me know. I would really like to add some cool stuff to the site.
Yep. And, of course, check out VGEvo.com. It's one of the best sites on the internet, at least in my opinion. And I think that's about going to do it for episode 2.
You know what? I want a game of the lose.
Game of the lose?
There was a game of the lose that I had, but I can't remember what it was.
Like to offset the game of the year?
Yeah. There was one that was just crap, and I can't remember what it was.
Rogue Warrior? Demo motherfucking Dick Marcenko.
Oh, God.
Was it Uncharted 2, perhaps?
No.
Yeah.
Was it a PS3 game?
Yes. Oh, God damn it. Now I forgot. I just drew a blank as soon as I said that, too.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
This is Gran Turismo 5.
Did that... What's the deal with Gran Turismo 5?
Who the fuck knows?
I don't even get it. Apparently it's supposed to come out, right?
It's supposedly coming out in March, I think. They
Good
released
night,
the demo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That, yeah. You know what? Yeah, we need to stop this before we ramble on for forever. But thanks for listening to episode 2. It's been quite fun and interesting. We'll catch you later.
Yeah.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Alright, give me a second.
No, I'm not gonna give you any seconds.
No, just for that, you can give me 10 seconds.
No. Well, fine, then I'm gonna leave.
And before we let you guys go, we have the winner of our SOCOM giveaway. Whoever posted in the Game of Year thread was automatically entered to win a copy of our SOCOM. And we put the names on a list and went to random.org here. And drawing now, and the number is 12. Number 12 is Patriots B-Ball. He won our copy of SOCOM Confrontation.
Yay!
So I'll be sending him a PM on VGVo to get his info, and I'll send it off to him. So congrats, sir. He also named our podcast, so that's worth mentioning.
Shenanigans.
So I hope you enjoy that. You probably won't gain time soon because of the holiday craziness going on right now, but we'll get to you as soon as possible. And thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun to record. We had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And we'll see you later.